just lift our voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, say.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Mentality for profitable service. How can you serve God and have profit? Obede asom nyanyankopon ya yesom ni na wenya sanhire. These are young people I started with, children, some of them teenagers. Today they are married. Today they have children. Today they are employed. And I look at them and I see progress. Nobody followed me and became nothing. Nobody. Nobody. Hallelujah. Mentality for profitable service. How to serve God and get profits. How to serve God and get the profit. How to serve God and get the profit. We have explained that serving God has to do with doing things that will push the church and the kingdom. And in this 8 years, may you be part of those who are serving God in the church. People who are winning souls. People who are singing, playing, doing something, dancing in a church, rapping in a church, doing something in a church, pastoring. People who are giving their monies to build and to do things in the church. And we have several. We have the prayers, people who pray for the church like we come and all that. These are all ways that we serve God. But how do we serve God and receive the profit? Because serving God pays, but if you don't serve Him right, you will not get the blessing. The reason is because motives give value to our actions, and God judges every action by the motives behind it. God judges your action by your motive. These 8 years, if I came with a mentality that I will come to make money, I'm not sure that God will bring you here. So motives are what gives value to your actions. Proverbs 16 verse 2, New English Translation, is that all a person's ways seem right in his own opinion, but the Lord evaluates our motives. The Lord checks our mentality. Tell somebody, your mentality is what will make you profit in this church. It's what will make God bless you. Our mentality for our work is what will make God bless us. What is the number one mentality you must have? Appointment mentality. You must have an appointment mentality. Everybody say appointment. Tell somebody you have been appointed by God. Tell somebody you have received a spiritual appointment letter. So you are not just working for God casually. You have been appointed by God. Every one of you here, you have been appointed by God to work in the church. Don't think you are just in the ministry because you wanted to. Spiritually, you have received an appointment. Say, I've received an appointment. In Luke chapter 10, verse 1, Bible says that God appointed 70 elders. Jesus appointed 70 elders. And He sent them two by two. And when God started rescue, He appointed you to be here. So that you will be trained for the work of the ministry. Clap your two hands for Jesus. So what does it mean when we say you have been appointed? What we mean is that you have been hired by God. So God has hired you to sing for Him. To support Him with money. To clean the church. To lead the church with your gifts and your profession. Every one of us here, you have been hired by God. Jesus hired 70 elders. and he sent them. This mentality is what will make you take the work you are doing for God in this church seriously. Do you understand that? You know that when you join a business and you know that you have been hired, you treat it seriously. A lot of you don't take this church seriously because you don't know you have been hired by God. You don't take the cleaning seriously. You don't take the singing seriously. You don't take the pastoring seriously because you don't see, say, deaconship, you have been hired by God. And if God hires you, guess what? He will pay you. Hallelujah. So if you have this mentality that you have been hired by God, you will not do it anyhow. You don't go to work because you feel like going to work. Hello? You go to work, why? Because you know you have been hired. If you don't go, you will be fired. True or not true? So those of you that treat the church as not important, the day you want, you go. The day you don't feel like, you don't go. The day you feel like, you go for rehearsals. The day you don't feel like, you don't go for rehearsals. The day you feel like, you do the shepherding. The day you don't feel like, it's because you lack the mentality of an appointee. You have been appointed. That means you have been hired by God. So whatever you are doing, is either you will receive payment or not. And the reason why people don't get their blessings is because they lose focus of the fact that they are not just coming to church, but they have been hired by God. From today, may you have an appointment mentality. I said, may you have an appointment mentality. In John 4:36, he said, he that harvests, he shall have his wages. That means that if you are hired to work, you will be paid. I pray that may God pay you for every work you are doing in this church. Let your amen be a believer's one. I said, may God pay you for every work you are doing in this church. Anybody here doing any form of work in our branches, I declare you will not go without a pay. God will pay you in this earth and you will have a blessing. Clap your two hands for Jesus. Number two, have an investor mentality. Have the mindset that the work you are doing, you are investing into the kingdom of God. Have that mentality. An investor's mentality. You see people putting their money into things because they expect returns, isn't it? Oh, hello, talk to me, isn't it? You see people putting their money into businesses. Recently, someone celebrated his 40th birthday, and you saw the number of companies that were listed that he invested into, and that is why he has gotten a lot of money. That's what they say. Do you get what I'm saying? Now, that is an investor. Now, if you treat working for God and church as investment, if you have that mentality that I'm investing my time into the kingdom and God will pay me back, I'm investing my gifts. Instead of going to rap in the world, you are rapping in church. Instead of going to tune sounds as DJ in worldly programs, you are tuning sound in church. Instead of spending your time out there, you are spending your time in the church, serving God, singing, cleaning, ushering, giving your money towards kingdom work. If you see that as an investment, then you qualify to receive the dividends and to receive the profit. I pray for everybody here that from today, serve God as an investor. I says, do what? Serve God as an investor. Now ask the one seated by you, what are you investing in rescue? What are you investing? Some of you are investing money. Some of you are investing your gifts. You are investing your time, your energy. You are the reason why what is happening here is happening. May God reward you. I said, may God reward you. I said, may God reward you. That is a sower's mentality. Luke chapter 2, verse 49. An investor is a sower. Sowing something for God to bless. Listen, I started following God very early. I invested my life into following God when I was 10 years old. And your guess is as right as mine. The Lord has blessed me very early in life. God didn't wait for me to have gray hair. Hallelujah. Recently, I discovered that one white hair is growing here. One white hair. I realized that because of the troubles you have given me. Just one. And sometimes people say, oh, daddy, there's something here. Then when I grew up, they say, hey, it's your hair. Then they are surprised. But I started serving God from 10 years old. That was when I was preaching around Odoko. 10 years, this same Odoko. 10 years old. And for over 20 years, I have been doing this preaching. That is investment. And so what pastors will get when they are 50 years, God has given it to me in my early 30s, in my early 20s. What pastors will get when they're in their 60s, God gave them to me early in my 20s. The exposure, the money, the grace, the anointing, the connection, the members, the churches. I can only attribute it to early investment. Yes, it's one of the keys. Because it is he that goes to the riverside early in the morning that gets the cleanest water. And so as you are sitting here, whatever you are also doing in church, you are investing your life. Those days, I wasn't a pastor. I also was in another church. But I was a serious member. Winning souls, sending people to church. Looking for people. Chasing people. Cleaning church. Packing chairs. Going for rehearsals. Helping with choir. Helping with this. I was into everything. Everything. The only thing I think I couldn't do was dancing. But I was into everything. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I pray for everybody here that you will not waste your life again. It is a good thing to invest your life in God. It's a good thing. Even if there is no heaven, I'm still proud of the life I have lived. These 20 years and over, if there is no heaven. Because nobody has, I have not seen the prisons before. I've not entered into any cell before. Nobody has come that have impregnated her and disgrace and shame. No. I am not a drug addict. I am not struggling with alcohol. My hands are not shaking because of alcohol. These are things my friends that I used to play football with in Odoko here, some of them got involved with. And today, the difference is huge. I decided to invest my time in God, in church. They decided to invest their time in gambling, in weeds and smoking and drinking. Today, when they see me, I have to tip them something. I have to dash them something. But we used to grow up together as footballers in Odoko. Invest your life and your time in God. Even if there is no heaven, which there is. Even if there is no hell, which there is. Your life will still be better than the normal people who don't invest their life in God. Clap your two hands. So have an investor's mentality. That whatever you are doing here, you are investing your life. Number three, individualism mentality. It is not about all of us, it's about you. When we say, oh, rescue, 8 years, God's goodness, we have served God for 8 years. We are not talking about all of us. We are talking about certain individuals. Because you may be shouting, hey, with us, but you will not be serving God with us. So when God comes to bless us after the next 8 years, the difference will still be clear. Because when it comes to God, he doesn't bless a group. He blesses individuals. Are you getting what I'm saying? When he says that he's blessing, he's the individuals in his blessing. So you'll be at the same place God is blessing people and you may not get some. The reason is because God is an individualistic God. He calls one and then he blesses. He called Abraham alone and he prospered him. I pray that the next person God will find to bless in the next 8 years here will be you. I said, will be you. So we can say that the choir is singing well, but it doesn't mean you are part. Because you know what you were singing. Some of you, we actually muted your mic unawares. You don't even know we have muted your mic. So let's clap for the instrumentalists. And we are clapping. You are not part. We may be clapping for the instrumentalists, but God knows those who did the work. Are you getting what I'm saying? So when we say that, oh, you are a faithful member from Agape, and we are blessing the agape people. It does not mean you are part. What are you doing personally about soul winning, about the church we are doing? What is your contribution personally? Ask the one by you, what have you contributed to rescue? What do you do in your church? Ask him, what do you do? What do you do in the church? That is what individualism. So next time, don't look at someone. Have you heard? Tell the one, don't look at me. Run your race. And let me run my race. Because God will bless us separately. Separately. God doesn't bless twins. He blessed one. Are you getting what I'm saying? He blessed individuals, not groups. Individuals. I pray that you will be the next individual God will bless. You will be the next individual God will lift up. 1 Corinthians 3, 8 to 9. He said, Paul planted, Apollos watered. God gave the increase. So Paul did something, Apollo did something. It's not everybody. What are you also doing for us? All the ushers are doing well. What are you doing? You say you are an usher. Are you part of those who are doing well? Or you are just taking the applause because you are an usher? So even though work is done or undone, some people will be blessed and some will be punished. Number 4, partnership mentality. Have a partner. I'm just mentioning the points. If I try to preach, we won't go. I'm just mentioning the point. Number 4, partnership. Know that whatever you are doing here, you are partnering with God. You are partnering with God. Second of July 2012, God called me and gave me the rescue mandate. By then, I was a student. I was in level 300 in the university. And God called me. And I heard his voice clearly for the first time. I heard him speak like a human being is speaking to me. And what he told me from 2012 is happening now. He said, I'm taking you to the nations of the earth to turn the hearts of my children back unto me. So if you watch Rescue, it's more about winning souls. That's what God sent me to come and do. I'm not here to prophesy to people, even though I can prophesy. I'm not here to excite people. I'm not a singer, even though I try to sing what I can sing. I'm not here to do all those nice things. God said, I'm sending you to the nations of the earth to turn the heart of people. That is why when you meet Rescue, your life changes. From today, may your own life change. I said, may your own life change. So know that whatever you are doing here, you are partnering with God. We are co-laborers together with Jesus. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you are singing, you are partnering with God so that your voice can save someone. If you are shepherding, you are partnering with God so that someone can be visited and strengthened. If you are into media, you are partnering with God so that the message of the gospel will be taken far on the airwaves. If you are an instrumentalist, you are partnering with God so that people can worship God and praise God. Everything you do here, you are in partnership with God to do it. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Say, I am partnering with God. Oh, say, I'm a partner of Jesus for the rescuing of the nations. Say, I am in rescue to partner with Jesus to save my community and the people around me. So help me, God. Clap your two hands if you understand that. 1 Samuel 15, 1 Corinthians 3, 6, and then Matthew 28, 20, and Mark 16, 20. Then finally, privilege mentality. Know that you have a privilege. Later, I'll preach this message in a more detailed way. Privilege mentality. Know that it's a privilege that you are doing what you are doing. 1 Samuel 15, 28. When Saul's head became big and felt that he's the most handsome man in Israel, and God could not find any other king, God said to him, so Samuel said to him, the Lord has torn the kingdom. Let's all read together. Everybody from the back. I'm closing. Rise to your feet. Rise to your feet, everyone. And read the scripture with me. Rise to your feet. This is my last scripture. Read it with me. I want you to understand that whatever you are doing for God now is a privilege. akwenya na nyame amao se omfa nsom no hm ay akwenya obunsam nyanka uni dema ka bia wa saida drinking sports bi but ay akwenya na nyame amao se wo no wo ma nyame agi won no kam wo ma nyame yusu won no kam ay akwenya ka se ay akwenya ka che no jina won che se ay akwenya na wenya. It's just a privilege. Now read it. When Saul thought, say, Onunquan of it's my or Hino, look at what God told Paul. So Samuel, one go, read. Said to him, the Lord has torn the kingdom of Israel from you today and has given it to a neighbor of yours who is. Tell the one by you, there is someone always better than you. Oh, tell him. Obi wo hono ma onim yesin wo de kan is action. Kaja se obi wo obi wo yesin. Obi wo wan ho ofesin wo. Obi wo owo sika sin wo. Hallelujah. But se nyankopon e pani pa no e no frɛ wo se wo be yo Christonia is a blessing. Se nyame pasa ni pa no se wo be ye shepherd is a blessing. Senyami pasani pano se wo beye instrumentalist e wo rescue sorry ha. We go rescue sorry in a small church. Very very soon. A lot of you watch me. Watch me read my lips. Read my lips. Make sure you are seeing me. Because this is how I used to tell them in the classroom. And today they are seeing it practically. And I'm telling you that a lot of you watch me carefully. Some of you, if you don't take it, the only place you will find us, it's on television. Like, you struggle to get close to us. It's on TV. That would be the nearest place that you can get and say that, oh, I'm seeing him, Philly. Yes. The other place say that, oh, I know that pastor. Oh, I know that church. The reason is because you are not taking what we are doing seriously. And you are not seeing it as a preview. You see us as a small church. When we started, they used to call us what? Children's service. They used to call us children's service. They used to laugh at us. So that children's service, I have gray hair, people. Inside. That children's service. I have gray hair. I have different. I have elderly women who can give birth to me. It's some at the back there. Mrewa meet my woman. But when we started, there were other churches where we started. And so they used to laugh at us that we are their children's service. So one day I went to buy Kelewele and peanuts. Everybody say Kelewele. At the Odokon station there, there's one woman who sells Kelewele just in the cab. Now I don't know what happened. I was with one rescue person. I don't know what happened. And then we're talking and the woman was speaking to the one by me. And was said, now, this is our pastor, and you can see me 8 years ago. Very fianga. I said, this is our pastor. Oh, which church? I said, children's service for now. Oh, and pay for some children's service. I felt so bad. I said, God, this is what the community calls us. But you see, God is changing the narrative. Amen. You see? And now those people, they struggle to even us. Those days, it was so easy to find Pastor Prince. Now it's not becoming that easy, even though I try. Those days, it was so easy to meet Pastor Cole. Some people come here and they're like, ah, where's Pastor Cole? I said, you think we'll always be in Odogo? The people you are looking for, they are gone. God has sent them. Come here, like, ah, where's Pastor Solomon? You think we'll be here? Me, this year, I'm going. You think we'll be here? Let the doctor people know that we will not be here for them to insult me every day. No. We'll go. We'll go to other places. Amen. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And so, listen. Take advantage of this beautiful family God has given you. It's a privilege. It's a privilege. It's a privilege. You have a church that checks up on you, checks up on your quiet time, visits you. Do you think other churches are like that? When you come to church, you listen to good music, good preaching, no gymnastics, no selling of anything. We are not leading you to dwarfs and to evil spirits. We give you entertainment also. You come and we are booking for you. We are rapping for you. And you are misbehaving. Don't worry, we'll go. We are going. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Tell somebody that take your place. Because if you don't take care, God will replace you. God replaced Samuel. There were people who were sitting by me. We saw a picture from classroom where I was sitting. A certain man was sitting by me. A certain lady was sitting by me who gives this an announcement. Another person who was sitting was far away. Now, all those people, they are not around anymore for different reasons. Yes. For different reasons. They have all been replaced. Now, new people are sitting by me. And one day, one of them met me somewhere and said that, yeah, in our rescue, you are brave, my rescue. In our brand, you are swab blocks. I said, yes. You are known as swab blocks. Nanka yenya yanka still. Nka oni yen. En eden. En eji yen. Nise si anya mishra yeno. Nka oka on. But you didn't appreciate your place in the church. That's why God has replaced you. Now I have more deaconesses. I have more elders. More pastors. More leaders. More people. More instrumentalists. Tell somebody, if you don't take care, God will replace you. If you think that you are the only person, God will replace you. I pray for everybody here. Lift up your two hands. That this mindset will be in your mind. That it's a privilege that I am serving God. That I'm part of Rescue Family. That I am an appointee. I've been appointed. That I will have a reward. That whatever I'm doing, God will pay me. God will reward me. God will bless me. Like the way he has blessed those I started with till today. Now I can see all of them, their lives radiating the glory of God. Lift up your two hands and say, Lord, don't replace me. Establish me in this family and use me to be a blessing for the next 8 years.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.